I should just point out once again on this program, I do this on a regular basis, that apart from when I tell you that I'm reading from the newspapers, anything I say is my opinion, and I'm responsible for it, and I will, of course, wear it. I understand that I do offend some people. In fact, I understand that I've offended some person to the extent that they're actually considering suing me, or may have already instigated an action, whatever. If you like to listen to this program, and if you like to listen to it more, there's options. You can avail yourself of listening to the podcast. Recently, somebody did try and put a stop to my podcasting. How bizarre is that? I mean, I reckon I'm pretty inoffensive and harmless on this program, and perhaps even boring. But somebody's felt that my waffling on here is so offensive that the podcasting should be stopped, so there was some action taken against the Podomatic people. I believe that action has in fact not succeeded, so our podcasts are very, very nicely prepared by Terry, who's one of a backroom person who says very little and doesn't get out in the public face very much, but he works very hard at NEMO, which of course many of you might know is the Environment Media Office in Nimbin. And this is set up as a totally separate institution to the Nimbin Environment Centre, which still functions up there at 54 Collins Street, despite the fact that I'm no longer part of it. Can you believe it? I withdrew as presidency and the place didn't fall apart. My God, it's still going on. Yes, there's still people opening the shop, running the shop and doing all the things that I used to do. So that's delightful. I knew that would happen. There are, of course, ongoing changes. It's a fluctuating organization. Some more people have pulled out of the committee, of the new committee, the committee that was re-elected or was elected to cope with the vacancies left by people such as myself and, of course, Vanessa. It took four people to replace Vanessa, I should say, because of her hard work over there at the Environment Centre. That's actually true. Four people are doing the job that Vanessa used to do, and the job that Vanessa got moaned about and shit-piled on her about by a couple of gentlemen. Oh, God, I swore I wasn't going to do any more on that, so I'll stop. I won't talk about that anymore. Yes, so the Nimbin Environment Media Office, which is could be seen in some ways as an offshoot of or an inspiration of the Environment Centre, but totally not part of the Environment Centre, a separate organisation. Media Office, that's the word we need to keep in mind. NEMO is a media office. And so there is Terry. Terry's working away on the computer recording this program, and then he spends hours editing it, and then he puts it out at Podomatic on podcast. So that's where you can access it. And that's where you can tell your friends. And apparently we're up there, right up there. I think the last time I spoke to Terry, we were somewhere around about number 60 in the top 100 of podcast sites being accessed around the world. So this little radio program is actually being listened to by people around the world. Oh, I think that's lovely. And of course, if I'm up to date with my information, we are being streamed online. You know, if you can't get us on the radio, you can get us on your computer. I don't know, actually. I was about to say, you could be traveling along in your car with your laptop feeding you this stuff. Actually, I don't know if that's technically possible. It sounds good, though, and it sounds like it would be a good thing to be doing. Now, you people, anybody out there, the sort of people that actually wear makeup? Oh, I've got some sad news for you. I mean, if you really weren't already aware of what a silly thing it is to be doing to yourself by plastering gunk and junk all over your face, stuff made from dead whales and skunks' bums and all sorts of other things. Oh, okay, I'll stop right there. That's a bit nasty, isn't it? This is a little article which came out actually a month or so ago, so you may have already heard it. And it's to do with nanoparticles in top cosmetics. Ooh, gosh. Now, you see, the thing is, I read that and I think, oh, nanoparticles. Is there a problem with having them in top cosmetics? What are they? Nanoparticles are obviously very, very tiny little things. And why is it a problem to have them in our top cosmetics? It's certainly not a problem to me because I don't wear cosmetics. Let me read on and see if I can make some sense of this. In response to scientific testing commissioned by Friends of the Earth, yay, Friends of the Earth, good people, some of them, and released today, revealed that nanotechnology is used in beauty products sold by eight leading cosmetic brands. Green's MP and health spokesman Lee Rhiannon is calling for new laws around safety testing and the mandatory labelling of products containing nanotechnology. Testing showed nanoparticles in concealers and foundations sold by Clinique. Oh, no, I won't go on with that, because you never know. It might be the sort of thing that might offend somebody telling their names on there. These new test results reveal that the big cosmetic companies are enthusiastically embracing the use of nanotechnology in their products, despite the significant potential health risks to the millions of women who foolishly use them on a daily basis, Miss Rhiannon said. I just have to confess that she didn't say foolish. She just said millions of women who use them on a daily basis. In fact, I'd imagine quite a few men out there use cosmetics on a daily basis too. too. So, Ms. Rihanna, let's not be sexist about this. Millions of people apparently are putting their health at risk by using cosmetics containing nanotechnology, while Europe now has laws that will require safety testing and labelling when nanoparticles are used in sunscreens and cosmetics. Australia is a regulatory wasteland. The Rees government has been asleep at the wheel. Actually, no, the Rees government is gone since a release of a 2008 New South Wales public parliamentary report on nanotechnology. Well, I should say this article was released to the media on the 24th of November, which was before the Rees government departed. In May 2009, the New South Wales Minister for Science and Medical Research, Jodie Mackay, pledged to raise the issue of mandatory labelling for cosmetics and sunscreen with the federal government, but we have heard nothing since. Well, you know how slowly these things move. Scientists have raised the possibility of serious toxicity risks from nanotechnology. Hello, where did the technology come from? Scientists. Other scientists, of course. Serious toxicity risks from nanotechnology, suggesting it could damage cells, organs, and cause cancer. God, like so many other trillions of things in our daily lives. A recent study showed nanoparticles might damage DNA without even penetrating cells. I see. Lee Rhiannon recently attempted to use freedom of information laws to obtain a list of sunscreens sold in Australia that contained nanoparticles. The Therapeutic Goods Administration admitted that they did not keep this information. Women here have no way of knowing whether beauty products may contain nanoparticles, creating negative implications for their health in the long term. The health impacts of nanoparticles in cosmetics and sunscreen, I wonder if we could just call them NPs, are unclear, especially when used by people whose skin is broken or where they have eczema or acne. Australia should be following Europe's lead and requiring rigorous safety testing and labelling of products using NPT, which is now employed in everything from socks to health supplements. Good God! See, that those tiny little nanos, they're creeping into everything. Both state and federal governments need to be keeping up with this, blah, 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 blah. So says Larry Annan. Yes, well, it does sound like something serious, something people should be paying attention to. Look, I can hear some muttering out in the corridor. I haven't heard the chimes. Obviously, the goddess isn't here yet, but others from the next program are arriving and convening as we speak, and I've got 2 minutes left, so I'm pretty much going to use that to say goodbye. Well, there's a dozen other things I intended to talk about this morning, but they've all flashed by. I shall leave you with some more music from this lovely Terry Nicholson, a local woman who is having her launch this evening at Caddy's. What track should we play? Oh, look, I'll put Swirling Leaves on. That sounds good.